you. Good to see y'all this evening. Amen. Real quick, obviously, y'all don't forget about next month. Obviously, the light the night. Amen. That's not next month. It's a couple months. Y'all know what I meant. But if y'all are wanting to sow towards that, what is it? Outreach. The drop down arrow hit outreach. That's a good way to sow towards it. We're getting a lot of bounce houses, and we're wanting to. You can start bringing in candy already as well, because we're wanting to just be a huge blessing. We had over 600 last year, something like that, and we're wanting to do a lot more than that. Amen. Because we're blessed to be a blessing, correct? Yes, we are. And also on that note, y'all know Wednesdays, I like to get everybody out of here by 8 o'clock. Amen. Because I understand waking up early, right? And so I appreciate getting out early myself, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. It just comes kind of quick sometimes, right? Amen. So that being said, the announcements on Wednesdays are going to be shut, are going to be cut extremely, like one or two announcements.
Yep. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That way we get more time for the Word, because we shouldn't have to talk. I mean, you know what they are, the things out there. If you don't know, that's why we made sheets.
That's right.
Amen. So we shouldn't have to take 10, 15 minutes of that over the Word, right? So we're going to do that. Amen. It's great to see Pastor Robert and Pam's wives here. Amen. Thank y'all for being here this evening. Good time to embarrass y'all. Hey! No, Jeff. Amen. We're going to go over some, I don't know if y'all still have y'all sheets. We handed out the sheets of symptoms of unbelief. Amen. Last week. If you didn't get one, y'all can, I see Heather's got one. She can make y'all a copy. We're going to go over some more of those. This evening, almost said morning, but it's not morning. Y'all can turn over to Exodus 16, please. While you're turning there, I'll pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing, for everything you've done, for everything you will do. And Father God, we thank you for your word this evening. We thank you, Father God, we come with an open heart, a receptive mind, Father God. And I thank you, we don't come with an attitude of we know it already, but we come with an attitude of teach me more. Show me more light, Father God, so that I'm able to walk in more light, so that I'm able to walk better and go further than I've ever gone before. And so, Father God, we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agrees, said,
Amen.
Amen. Pull up the Amplified, please. Exodus 16 by verse 2, Amplified. I already went over this one last week, but I got some more stuff on it, so we're going to go over it again. And I actually named it a little bit more. Number one was unbelief. Unbelief will be in fear. That was number one, right?
Yes,
unbelief will be in fear, right? If you're in faith, then you're expecting good things to happen. If you're in fear, you're expecting bad things to happen. Just a quick breakdown of that. That's pretty easy, right? Number two, I wrote down unbelief complains. But I believe the Holy Ghost added the rest of this, and doesn't listen.
Amen.
Unbelief complains and doesn't listen. Amen. So we're going to be on Exodus here for a little while. Amen.
Amen.
And the whole congregation of Israel, what?
Murmured
against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Next, please. And said to them, would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. I'm going to be real honest with you. I think they're lying.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I really do.
I think so.
They're slaves.
Yeah.
You really think they just gave them everything that they wanted? And over and above? So I think they're lying about that. Being slaves, you really think they gave them that kind of food? I don't. Not a slave. Because you're going to save a lot of that for you and your family. That's a slave. They get the junk. For you have brought us out into... For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Amen. I'd have put on here unbelief lies too. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from the heavens for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion," say a day.
Day's
portion every day, that I may
prove them. Amen.
Prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. I will prove them. Their faith got put to the test, and their faith came up wanting. And it's funny because what have they seen so far? And he's still trying to get them to see. Still trying to prove to them who he is.
That's right.
Amen. What verse are we at? 4? Yeah. Keep going. On the sixth day, they shall prepare to bring in twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all Israel, "At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your what? Against the Lord. For what are we that you murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This will happen. When the Lord gives you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, amen. Because the Lord has heard your what? Which you murmur against him." But if you noticed, a lot of the murmuring is actually towards Moses and Aaron. But God takes it as they're murmuring against him.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember whenever, who was it? Paul? Paul that got, that was killing people?
Yes.
Yeah, because his name was Saul. Paul, remember whenever Jesus appeared and he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus whom you," what?
Persecutest.
Was he persecuting Jesus?
Yes.
No, he wasn't. He was persecuting people. But Jesus said, pretty much took it as he's persecuting him, but yet he was doing it against people.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'd be careful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Grumblings which you murmur against him, what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmurings." I actually started highlighting all the times I seen murmurings in my Bible, right through chapter 16. It was a ridiculous amount. And Moses said to Aaron, and "Say to all the congregation of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmurings." And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard the murmurings of the Israelites. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and between the two evenings you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God.
Amen.
In the evening, quails come up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the camp. And when the dew had gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a round and flake-like thing, as fine as a hoarfrost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said one to another, manna, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather all that he wants for as many days as he needs it. Amen. Thank God y'all are reading along with me. Let every man gather of it as much as he will need, an omer for each person, according to the number of the persons, take it every man for those in his tent. The people did so and gathered some more, some less. When they measured it with an omer, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no. Each gathered according to his need. Moses said, let none of it be left until morning. But they did what? Why didn't they listen?
Unbelief,
yes. But number one, that lack mentality they would never get rid of either. They wouldn't never handle that lack mentality that I'm going to run out. But yet you're seeing the miraculous every single day. And that's why God said, I'm doing this to prove y'all, to show you I'm God again. Number one, they just had quail come in. And when I say come in the camp, it's not 5 or 10 people. This is millions of people. So as far as you can see, there's quail covering the ground. And manna. Manna, and they just go outside. Manna, they just go outside and there it is on the ground. And they just go outside and gather it up.
Yes.
Amen. Be careful calling what God does his overflow waste.
Amen.
Amen. And so there was just food everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And so he said, all right, y'all just get this and make sure y'all have it ate before morning. Because tomorrow we're getting brand new stuff. Every day we're getting brand new stuff.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day. But some of them said, you know what? I don't want to eat all of this. I'm going to save some just in case.
Right.
You know, I need to save some for a rainy day.
Amen.
I mean, we say no and shake our heads, but we do it. Amen. That's why we're talking about it, trying to help us with it. Amen. Y'all might not have, but I have. I know I have. I have done it. Amen. Amen. But it's interesting that he even told them, look, you're looking at it right now. You're seeing the miraculous right now. Don't worry about saving any of it. Don't save any of this. Eat everything. Eat it all. Eat it till you're full, until you can't eat no more. And don't save none of it. They're like, okay, get to their tent. Look, we better save some of this. I know he said not to save. Are we really going to have food tomorrow? I mean, you really think he can pay our rent this month too?
Yeah.
I mean, you really think we can have some more food this month? Come on now. Really?
Amen.
Really? And too many times we start questioning God. We see his miraculous in our life. And too many times we act like we have amnesia. And we forget what God has done. Now, we don't live in the past. You know, whenever God, he used to do this for me and do this. We should have, God did this for me yesterday. God did this for me today. Amen. We should still have those, but we also should not forget. But we shouldn't just live in the past of those. We should have them happening in our life daily. Amen. And so we need to get excited about that kind of stuff and just, you know, yeah, I talked about it, I think, last Wednesday, whenever David, he rehearsed what he did to the lion and the bear.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Just bringing it right back, reminding himself, God did it then. He was going to do this now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because that's where Satan will start getting people defeated, because they got back in their tent. I'm not saying I was there, and it doesn't say in the Bible. I can't prove it. You can't disprove it. But I'm just going to talk to you for a minute. I just imagine some of them probably got their food. They're like, yeah, we ain't got to get no food tomorrow, you know, because we're around other Christians. So we're going to sound like they do right now. You know, we ain't got to get any more tomorrow. God said we good right now. God talked to Moses. He said, we just get all we want right now. Eat it. We ain't got to save none. And then they get off into their tent. Hey, you know, they do the peek first. Make sure nobody's around. Hey, I think we need to save some. Well, you was just outside talking about, yeah, but if we don't have none tomorrow, though, what are we going to do?
Amen.
Yeah, but he got us out of Egypt. Look, you're talking about some crazy stuff. I know that happened. I understand that. But what about tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about tomorrow? You know, what are we going to do tomorrow if we ain't got it? You're going to feel real dumb if we don't save some of this and then we go without tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I thought the instruction was eat it. Yes. Don't save it.
Amen.
I don't know if I want to say that. Amen. We'll see. Amen. Let me move this over here and get back to where I'm going. verse 20. Yeah, let's keep going for a minute, please. Yeah, let me finish reading that. I don't think I finished reading that, did I? All right. But they did not listen to Moses. Or I can say they didn't listen to God. Because it wasn't Moses that told them to do it. It was the instruction from God.
Yes.
Right? And so he's just relaying to them what God said.
Yes.
And they chose not to do it. See, we can stand up here and go over offering. Go over scriptures talking about tithe and offering and things like that, but you can still choose not to believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All of us have a choice.
Amen.
We can choose to believe the word or choose not to believe the word. That's our choice.
Amen.
Amen. But we shouldn't get mad at somebody else if they're working it.
That's right.
Amen.
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 But they did not listen to Moses. Because number one, who is Moses? I mean, I know he got us out here, but you really think we can trust him, though?
Come on.
Amen.
You really think he heard from God? Some of them left of it until what? And it bred worms, became foul, and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Just another thought. That means one person didn't do this. Because if there's millions of people, you really think Moses would have smelled one tent out of all these millions? Or was it multiple ones? I wonder if one of them started off and then got them a little group together. Man, you know, we get in our tent, hey, I think we should save some. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we might not make it. We should go tell them, you're right, let's go. Hey, we're going to have a secret meeting in a minute. Go tell some people. Go tell your friends. All right,
Amen.
Well, we going to get Moses? No, no. He don't need to know about this. We're good.
Yep.
We're good. We got it under control. We got it figured out.
Yes, sir.
But amen. And so I'm just thinking, I'm sure there's had to have been more than one or two, because if there's millions and it began to stink and be foul and Moses got angry, he obviously woke up smelling something funky.
Yes, amen.
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 Going. He probably woke up, stretched, and went, they saved some of the food. What is that stench?
Amen. Yes, sir.
And then we, you know, the people coming out of their tents. I didn't save it. Why is there a stench coming out of your tent? Ain't my tent. They gathered it every morning, each as much as he needed, for when the sun became hot, it melted. And on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each person, and all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses. He said to them, the Lord has said, tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake and boil what you will bake and boil today, and all that remains over, put aside for you to keep until morning. They lay it aside till morning, as Moses told them, and it did not become foul, neither was it wormy. It's amazing how things work whenever we listen to what God says.
Amen.
Amazing. Amazing. Just the easiest thing we've ever did whenever we listen to what he tells us to do.
Yes.
Amen. They laid it aside, and Moses said, okay, yep, Moses told them, and it did not become foul, neither was it wormy. Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you shall find none in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there shall be
none.
But these people, on the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found
none.
Man, just in one ear and out the other.
Yes, sir.
Just care less what you said.
That's right.
Could care less.
Yep.
I'm just here for me. You do what you need to do. I'll do what I need to do. Oh, okay. Let me know how it works.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We'll leave that one there for a minute. Amen. It is interesting that Moses told them, look, don't, and I wonder if it was some of the same people. Look, he probably goes out there, sees them out. What are y'all doing? Didn't I tell y'all? Wait, aren't you the one that had the food left over the other day?
Yes.
And now you're doing this?
Amen.
You didn't just learn that 2 days ago? just downright won't believe nothing from the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Just wanting to go, just hard-headed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hard-headed will only get you so far.
Right. Amen.
Right to the ground. That's exactly where it'll get you. The Lord said to Moses, how long do you people refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Amen. Pull it up in the CEV. We ain't the CEV. We really don't have a lot of time now. It's all right. We're getting there.
Yes,
pull up Philippians 2. Pull up Philippians 2, please. We'll go over there. If you get a chance, read that in the CEV. It'll be good for you. Pull up verse 18 in the ERV. Yes, ma'am. Exodus 16, 18. Pull it up in the ERV real fast, please. We don't have the ERV. We do have it. It's all right. I'll read it out of mine. If one of y'all got the ERV, show your neighbor for me. And if you don't, I'll let you borrow my phone afterwards. Verse 18, it says, well, I'll start at verse 17. It says, so that is what the Israelites did. Some people gathered a large amount and some people gathered a little. But when they measured what they had gathered, there was no shortage. There was no shortage and there was none left over. Everyone gathered what they needed. The key sentence there was no shortage. Amen. Amen. So that would be one I would definitely mark down and write in my little book. And there was no shortage. So that means I don't have to have shortage in my life. Because number one, this is millions of people and they had no shortage. Thank you, Father God. Me and my family will not live in shortage.
Amen.
Amen. All right, go to Philippians now, please. 2, about 14. We'll start there. Do everything. What does everything mean?
Everything.
Do everything without. Amen. Then you will be pure and innocent children of God, the living among the. Pull that up in the King James, please. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. King James says, go back to 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. The Passion says, live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. Amen. But I like how it says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Without murmurings. You know, so, I mean, we could talk about a lot of things there. You know, people at red lights, and it turns green, and then you start blowing your horn, you know, because, you know, they didn't hit the gas as fast as you wanted them to. Amen. Go back to 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, right? And then you go to a restaurant. Golly, what's taking so long with my food?
Amen.
Do all things. So every time we do something, we just need to ask ourselves, am I complaining?
Yeah.
Am I complaining and griping? Am I murmuring? What am I sounding like right now?
Amen.
Am I sounding like the Israelites right now?
Amen.
Do I sound like the Israelites or do I sound like a person of faith? Right? Amen. They ended up getting in faith. Amen. Their kids did. They didn't. But amen. They finally got there where they was heading.
Amen.
Pull up Psalm 70 real fast, please. 78. Psalm 78. I'm going to get over there real fast. Psalm 78. We'll start about verse 10. Psalms 78, verse 10. 1:0. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. I'll read down through about verse 30. And forgot his what?
Words.
And his wonders that he had showed them. And it's that is so interesting, because that's why they still got up and went out to get manna.
Oh,
and that's still why they tried to save the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they forgot what God already did for them.
Yes. Yeah.
They acted like they had amnesia all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We got a God?
Yeah.
I thought we just got out here.
Amen.
And forgot his works. Have we forgot what God has done for us? Because sometimes it's easy to start complaining. Well, God, look at them. I mean, they're happy all the time. Well, you don't know. There might be hell going on in their life, but they are relying on the joy of the Lord in their life. They're not allowing that situation to faze them. They could be going through hell, but they're allowing the joy to dominate them, not the circumstance.
Amen.
Well, you know, I've been believing God for this to happen. You know, I've been believing God for this to be paid off. Well, what else are you going to do? And what has he already paid off?
Amen.
Start walking. Like, you know, I kind of got into that mood. And so obviously I got corrected on it. Thank God. Amen. And so I'd start walking around my house going, hallelujah. You see that couch right there? That couch is paid off.
Amen.
That couch is paid off. Glory be to God. You see those Kleenexes right there? Those Kleenexes are paid off. You see this fork right here?
Amen.
You see that toilet paper? It might not be big stuff, but thank God for the stuff you've got. Amen. But don't continually stay there, but just continually work that over and over and over. Because what does he do for you daily? Hallelujah. Thank God we wake up and we still draw breath with our lungs every single day.
Amen.
Our feet hit the ground. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And forget not his works. Amen. And his wonders that he had showed them. Or he showed you, or what he's done for you. Because there's plenty of times I should have died. Plenty of times. I can tell you, I already know two or three of them right offhand. In my life. But thank God he's kept me. Thank God he's kept me. Thank God for praying parents. Amen. Next, please. And thank God I don't have to go without food. Amen. Thank God we got food to eat every day.
Amen.
It might not be a lot of food, but we got a lot of food. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just continually thank God, and we just continually grow in his word.
Amen.
Continually grow in his word. Because Satan will show up. That's what happened to the Israelites. He'll show up, man, y'all ain't got nothing.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And then Moses goes up the mountain. They go, I guess we out here by ourselves. It's just us now, fellas. I don't even know Moses no more. Who's Moses? And then they's like, let's make a God. Forgot everything. Why? Number one, they wouldn't deal with that image from Egypt that was on the inside of them. That was the golden calf, because that's what the Egyptians worshiped, was the golden calf. That's how the golden calf showed up. That image on the inside of them they wouldn't deal with. Just like that lack mentality, that lack image, that anger image.
Yes.
We got to deal with that stuff, the complaining all the time. If you know, like when we was younger, our parents would tell us, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Amen.
We need to listen back to that now that we're grown up, some of us. Amen.
Amen.
Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. All right. We're working on it. We're getting there. Hallelujah. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. That's another. You're being led with a cloud so the sun doesn't beat on you. And then at nighttime, you got a light shining so you can walk. But yet, amen. And I'm not going against them, because thank God, what do we do?
Amen.
You know, what do we do? I'm sure we do stuff just like they did. So thank God for their example so we can learn from it. Amen. So we ain't got to do what they did. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking. Still sinned against him. Seeing the miraculous, still sinned against him, talking about, what's God? Well, how are we going to get out of this? We probably just going to die out here now. Y'all brought us out of slavery, just to die of starvation in the wilderness.
Amen.
Provoking the Most High in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Could he? Obviously, he did it constantly. Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God. Because they believed not in God. And trusted not in what? How do you not believe in God? He just got you out of Egypt, or his salvation, got you across the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to stop there, obviously, because it's a, we'll go to 35. Though he commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. Man. As the sand of the sea. Son. That's a lot of birds. And I'm willing to bet there was a bunch of them out there. Look at all these birds. Now we got to skin them.
Amen.
You can't just give them to us without gutted already and without feathers.
Amen.
And he, amen, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and they were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Still whining and complaining. With the food in your mouth, you're still going to go against God. and talk against him and say, who is this God? You really think he can do this too? Have you forgot what he's done for you? Have you forgot where he's brought you from? How many of y'all are living better than you ever lived?
Amen.
Amen. I know I am. Amen. Amen. There's always something. You can always find something to complain about. I know people that do. No matter what. Somebody could give them $1 million and they could find a reason why that's bad. Right? But the same way you can find something to complain about, you can find thousands of things to be joyous about. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and I thank you for your word. I thank you we will be doers of the word and not hearers only, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen.